I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
And we are All Access Nerds.
Welcome to the premiere episode.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Series premiere. Season premiere.
Well, it'll be a long season or many seasons.
Yeah, many seasons. Many seasons. Annuals and issues and whatnot. Episodes.
You have issues?
Yeah, some issues here and there. Yeah. Hair runs in the family.
Yeah, it does. So, what we're going to talk about is some comic books and some movies.
Yeah, give some reviews of different things that we've read and TV shows that we watched, movies we've watched, games we've played. I'm a big gamer, so hopefully all you gamers out there, we can have, you know, at least a decent amount of content for you as well.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Well, let's start off with let's do some comics. Okay. This is Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
Comic book day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Comic book day?
Yes, yep.
What did you get?
I got a couple things. Unfortunately, with it being, you know, Thanksgiving today, I don't think that a lot of the comic book publishers, you know, wanted to put heavy emphasis on this week. So there wasn't too much new stuff coming out. I did end up getting Dark Knight, The Master Race, and it was a Dark Knight 3. And it was decent.
Was that the one by Miller?
Yes, yeah. Frank Miller, yes. Mm. Good old Frankie Frank. Frank Miller and Brian Azzarello wrote it. And I love Brian Azzarello. And I've read some of Frank's stuff before, and his stuff's really good as well. You know, he's popular, and he's, you know, he's one of the top dogs. But Brian Azzarello, he wrote Wonder Woman, New 52. It was a long run. At least starting with issue one, I think he went into like the 20s, maybe 30s. And I loved his reimagining of the Wonder Woman mythos, you know. But yeah, we can go into that different time. So this week, Dark Knight 3 and Frank Miller. And there was actually a lot of different artists that had ties into this. I think Andy Kubert was the top main one. But there are like dozens and dozens of different variant issues, because now it's the big popular thing.
Yeah,
to have.
It's almost annoying to go to the comic book shop, Ryan, and you're standing there looking to get the issue that you want, and there's like 10 different covers.
Yeah.
Okay, which one do I want? Do I want one to just read? Do I want one to put away and never read? Is this cover going to be more pricey in the future than this cover?
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
I agree. It's too many.
Yes, yeah. I think that started off, I would want to say it was one of the more independent publishers. Can't remember exactly who did it, but they did it with every single book. And, you know, then the big ones, you know, Marvel and DC saw that, hey, you know, people are buying more of these issues because there's variant covers to them. You know, they have special artists come in and do special covers. You know, you got fan followings depending on the artists. And people will check out and follow them just for the covers. And now DC has done them for a while, and they see a big spike in sales. So now they have typically like themed ones as well around the time of the year. Like they've had Halloween ones, so they had like Monsters of the Month or something like that.
Yeah.
I think they had like a Valentine's Day one and like a Harley Quinn to kind of help celebrate the annual, or like the just like the yearly celebration for that character. You know, they've had Harley Quinn, they've had Batman, they've had Superman, Flash, etc.
They've had Harley Quinn running rampant through the DC comics.
Too much.
But anyway.
Too much.
I like Harley Quinn, but a little bit too much over there.
Yeah, yeah. You start, you know, putting her everywhere, and it's not anything special, you know. Like, the whole thing about her that people liked was, you know, she was a brand new character. There wasn't much to her, and now they fact that they're throwing her everywhere, it seemed to be like the same kind of thing that they've done with Deadpool. You know, it's just like throwing them in her face
every crossover.
Yeah.
So the new Batman book that you got, do you think it'll be as good as the previous Miller done Batman runs with the, you know, Dark Knight Returns?
It's got potential, I think. I'm gonna say it off right now. We'll go into more later on. But I am not a Batman fan. You know, in my friends that are listening, people that know me, any way, shape, or form, know that I am not a Batman fan. just not my thing, you know. And this whole world, you know, Robins and the Batgirls and Batwoman and whatnot, just the whole thing, just not for me. You know, I'm more Superman, Flash, Aquaman, people with actual powers. But I think with this, with the fan following that it's had, I think we'll continue with it, at least in the first couple issues, to kind of help take it off. And I think that Frank Miller will hopefully provide, you know, the same kind of content he's been providing over the years. And that will keep people hooked, you know, new and old. Like for me, you know, honestly, I haven't read Dark Knight or Dark Knight Returns.
You've missed out, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the movies, you know, the hit feature films that a lot of it has been based off of, but I've not read the comics, you know, page to page. I hear it's really good, but for me, I'm a huge Superman fan. And the fact that they painted Superman as this, you know, in this alternate reality, they painted him as kind of sort of the villain, you know, because he's this all-powerful, you know, entity. And Miller liked to play around with the fact that, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
So I believe in Dark Knight Returns, he was being used as, like, a political, like, weapon with, you know, U.S. government. So, yeah, to see them, you know, going fist to fist, blow to blow, in one of the issues, I've seen the pages, you know, all the time. I'm just like, no, that's not my thing.
Are you going to blows Batman, Superman?
Yeah.
I'm more of a Batman fan, as you
yeah,
know.
But yeah.
Superman, yeah, he's all right because he's got all these powers. I mean, I remember back a long time ago when John Byrne redid Superman. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
That he made him be able to take a punch and feel it.
Yeah.
You know, instead of somebody punching him, it's like, oh, I just broke my hand because he's got a Man of Steel. He could feel pain.
Yep.
Maybe not on the level that, you know, you and I would feel pain if we took a punch.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on. What else did you get this week?
This week, it was a lot more indie books, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to read them yet.
That's for the whole holiday, huh? Whole Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah, running around everywhere with relatives and family and whatnot. So, yeah, I haven't got a chance to do that yet. But I trucked through Dark Knight. And for anyone that's, you know, that likes Batman, has liked Dark Knight Returns, the Dark Knight original one, I would say definitely give this one a shot. Because there is a twist at the end that I think a lot of people like. And I don't know if I'll buy the second issue. I might. We'll see what happens. But it's at least enough of a big twist to keep me interested a tiny bit. So,
well, that says a lot because I know that you're not a Batman fan at all.
Yeah.
But you can't just buy one, not buy the other.
Yeah.
How many issues are in the series?
I believe it's definitely a limited series. I believe it's somewhere around like 8 or so, they're going to have tie-in books and whatnot. And like what we were talking about earlier, tons of variant issues. I actually was one of those people. I went ahead and bought one of the variant covers. I think it was the Neil Adams one. I just saw a whole huge, you know, lineup of them at the comic book shop that I go to. And this one just looked a little bit better. And I think someone mentioned it was Neil Adams, which is cool. Because he was done some previous work, of course, with Batman. And I picked up, this week I picked up Huck. Which I think is a week old. I picked up a few other ones. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. I'll definitely get through them this week. And it'll be a week late, but I can at least give, you know, a little bit of a review on the other stuff that I have and categorize it out.
Well, I know, Ryan, that you're more of a DC fan.
Yes.
I lean more towards the Marvel.
Yes, yep, that is true.
But
that is true.
It's kind of a slow week for Marvel, I thought.
I've really
been hooked into the Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally love the whole Secret Wars saga, what's going on now. They're redoing the Marvel Universe again.
Mm-hmm.
But the storyline for the Secret Wars, and those of you that have not read it, you need to pick it up. Whether pick up a trade paperback or go back and collect all the issues. It's worth reading. Very well done. Marvel, for a while, was kind of dragging, not doing a very good job on their limited series, their story arcs. Age of Ultron series of comic books depressed me. It was all this big hoopla. We're going to be big thing with Ultron. He's going to take over the world and change things. And it sucked. I'll just say it. It sucked really bad. It was bad. And there's been some other story arcs. It's just this is bad. They hype it up and it's poor.
Yeah.
And I expected as much from Secret Wars. I was wrong.
Really?
I was wrong.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Marvel and their great marketing scheme in the world, it's supposed to be 8-issue limited series.
Okay.
They've increased it to 9.
Okay.
Whether it's because
it's an odd number.
Selling so good that they wanted more money, mm-hmm. or like they said, there was too big of a story to compress all into 8 issues.
Yeah.
But originally, it was supposed to be 8 issues. And once that is over, and I'm not going to go into any spoilers about it, but once that's over, the Marvel Universe is kind of reset, and some bunch of alternate timelines are gone, just like DC did with their Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Marvel is going to do it first, but DC jumped in there, got it done.
Yeah.
You know, because they both started about the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly who started doing that kind of stuff. I think probably it was a plan a while back and someone leaked it, so the other one did it. But yeah, I think it was too close, because there was actually running, I believe, the same month, yeah. Earlier in like March, April time. And my goodness, there was a lot of tie-in books with Convergence. And I have a huge stack of them, both issues 1 and 2 of each, you know, each of the tie-ins, and a lot of them haven't really been cracked the seal too much.
I actually did buy, I'm not a big DC fan, I did buy the Convergence, that whole limited series. I haven't read them all,
Yeah.
read half of them, it was good,
but it's good.
I just couldn't finish them at this time. I'll get back to them. But as far as Marvel this week, Silk number 1, that came out. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I looked at it. Artwork is great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Silk is... Her real name is Cindy Moon, if I remember correctly. And she was bitten by the same spider that Peter Parker was bitten
really? By. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Okay. Because I don't think he killed it or whatever, so it ran off, but...
Yeah, it just didn't really... You know, bit him, that was all there was to it.
Yeah.
Well, now apparently it bit her also.
Hmm.
And she was kept locked up for years. And she's being studied, and the government, or this organization, was using her.
Hmm.
So now she's free. And her and Spider-Man have gotten together. Her code name is Silk, or his Spider-Man. And they've fought together to fight the villains. The problem is, they've gotten physically and romantically involved.
Ah.
And when they're close, it's just some kind of chemical reaction to both of them. And they can't keep their hands off each other.
Oh.
So they've kind of learned to keep
pheromones,
their distance.
Yes, spiders and whatnot. Some
crazy stuff.
Biological whatnot. Mumbo jumbo.
Silver Surfer, that was another one that came out. And it's more tied in with the Secret Wars, trying to wrap that stuff up. Secret Wars actually has got, I think, January will finally be issue number 9. So I'm looking forward to that whole thing being over. Other than that, that was about it for the comics.
Hmm.
As far as the independent publishers, I haven't really got too much involved with them. Walking Dead, I pick up a couple issues of that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which, speaking of Walking Dead, this is a good time to cross over maybe some TV shows.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Walking Dead. And we'll try to steer away from too many spoilers.
And if so, we'll give you a warning. Because I think occasionally, why not? You know, I've done a podcast before and... You know, we would give spoiler warnings and stuff like that, and we've actually heard some feedback that they like that, you know, that way they're not able to always check out the issues and the comics, and us giving them spoilers gives them the full story enough to, you know, at least carry on. So, maybe sometimes we'll do some spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler right now.
So go ahead and skip ahead a few seconds if you don't want spoilers.
It's your warning in 3, 2, 1. Walking Dead, the big topic for this time we're at right now, was with Glenn his, what happened to Glenn?
Yes.
When he fell off the dumpster.
Yes.
So that's been resolved. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just a temporary fix to a permanent problem.
Yes,
For those of you that have read the comic book.
Yes.
So I won't talk about that. That's too big of a spoiler.
Yeah.
But what do you got for TV shows?
Well, for one thing, Walking Dead, definitely a great episode that was aired last week. I was sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting to hear back about what happened to Glenn. And finally, we got it. And, you know, it's like, it happened. I was freaking out. You know, Talking Dead did a little snippet about it, and they didn't give him a full memorial thing. The next 2 weeks, I think they actually kept Stephen Yeun is his name, I believe. I might be butchering it, but they kept his name off the credits to kind of add to that mystery, which was kind of freaking me out. Because he's one of my favorite characters. I really, really like him. It's like Glenn, Daryl, and Michonne, like top three for me. And I was telling my wife, because she's a big fan of it now, too. I was like, if Glenn dies, I'm done with the show. This is serious finale.
Really?
Like, I'm just, there's nothing left in it for me, especially to kill off Glenn this soon, this way.
This soon? It's been, what, 7 seasons? 8 seasons?
I just don't want to see him die, especially with what has been happening with him and his lady.
Maggie.
Yes, Maggie. And future things to come. Yeah, it was a good episode. Finally, you know, we got content, we got information, and we got story progression. So I was excited about that. So Walking Dead, A+, I loved it. Another one I've watched was Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the episode, but the most recent episode, right before, you know, Thanksgiving weekend.
And spoiler here in 3, 2, 1.
And yeah, Clara's dead. Clara died. It was rough. It was sad.
I accidentally read a spoiler on it.
Really?
Unfortunately, I knew what was going to happen in that this episode. Yeah.
Okay.
That she was going to die. If I hadn't read that, I probably would have been in tears. Yeah. Shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I knew it was coming. That was the worst part.
Yeah. The rough part about, like, just how, you know, nerd culture and movies and TV shows has grown so much that now it's a heavy part of the media. And so when Jenna Louise Coleman, when she announced that she's leaving, like, it was everywhere. It was on every webpage, every, you know, nerd news outlet was covering it and was talking about it. So you knew that was going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think after being interviewed a billion times, Steven finally said, yeah, we're probably going to be killing her off or something. You know, we'll see what happens. It was rough. It's a great episode. Definitely, definitely watch it. I got a friend of mine who was watching it, and he was actually in tears about it, because he was, like, loving the show so much and loved the character. And I liked her a lot. She was a really good character, and I liked how her and the Doctor interacted with each other. So it should be interesting to see the new companion. I mean, no, for a fact, we're all going to hate him or her, whoever it may be. Might be a guy, might be a girl. We're going to hate him. You know, it's going to happen. But we're going to grow on him eventually.
The companions, the one I didn't really care too much for of the new series, was Donna Noble.
Yeah,
I just did not care too much for her in the sense the first day she popped in the TARDIS.
Yeah.
I just did not like her character. She's a great actress, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Catherine Tate, I think it is. Yeah. Great actress, but I just did not like the Donna Noble character.
Oh, no, she's too loud and
obnoxious.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that, like, Russell T. Davies, I think he was still writing it and stuff at the time. I think he kind of sensed that, and so he tried to, you know, give her a lot more stuff, and, like, she became, like, a part of a Time Lord or something like that. It was, like, Dr. Yeah. Donna or something for a while, and then, you know, erasing her memory at the end, spoiler alert.
if you haven't watched that by now,
yeah,
you deserve to get a spoiler alert.
Yes, yeah. That's all old Donna, news. Yeah. I didn't like her either. Mickey wasn't the biggest fan of him.
Yeah.
And actually with Rory, I didn't like him at all either, beginning. But it was actually one of the first, like, one of the only, at least for me, of companions that actually grew on me and was changed. And it was like, at first, didn't like him. He's just there. He's another Mickey. And then he's growing and developing and becoming a better, you know, story element. And I'm like, all right, I love this guy. Do not want to believe.
He was a wussy at first. Yes, I mean, yeah. And what was his name? I can't think of her name.
Amy. Yeah, Amy.
She was just a very overpowering character.
Yes, you know? Yeah.
But as far as companions go, my all-time favorite, of course, would have been Rose Tyler.
Yeah. Even of the old, because you've seen the old ones, too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the old ones. Yeah. There was a couple back then, okay. But no, Rose Tyler, played by...
Billy Piper.
I really liked her as an actress, and mm-hmm. she played it. It was perfect.
Yeah.
She, along with Christopher Eccleston, and then, of course, David Tennant. Mm-hmm. And I actually cried.
Yeah.
At the end of that episode, when she got stuck in the alternate or the alternate universe thing, but anyway, yeah. Moving on. You mentioned Rory, which will kind of tie into our next shows. So let's start with Flash and Arrow crossover.
Yes, that's
coming up here real soon.
That'll be this week, I believe. This Tuesday and Wednesday,
yeah, December 1st is Flash with the Legends of Today,
mm-hmm.
and then December 2nd will be Legends of Yesterday.
Okay.
With the Arrow.
Okay, cool. I didn't know the actual titles, which is cool.
They come together to fight Vandal Savage.
Yes, yeah. Which, oh my goodness. I'm nerding out, freaking out, geeking out, whatever you want to call it. You can ask my wife when we're watching the show. I'm like, you know, giddy as a schoolgirl. Like, I can't control it because Flash is one of my favorite heroes. And Green Arrow was as well. You know, I started watching him when he was introduced, and you know, in the TV show world in Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of did some background history on him and stuff like that. And I'm like, I like him. He's cool. He actually has skills and whatnot more than what Batman has. You know, he's a cooler Batman.
Batman.
Yes, yes. but yeah, so I did some research, and yeah, it was like I liked Green Arrow's universe and his. You know, Arsenal and the other people and his villains that he's brought in. And so, watching Arrow, and then all of a sudden, here comes Barry Allen. I was freaking out about it. You know, first episode of Flash, same thing. The tie-in or the crossover mm-hmm. of last year was amazing. And they announced that they're doing, essentially, it's not really, but it's essentially a Justice League TV show. You know, it's going to be called a... Legends of Tomorrow, I believe, which makes play with today, right. Yesterday, and
yep.
it's going to be tomorrow.
And the Savage, the Vandal Savage
yeah. yep.
character. And that's where I was tying in with Rory.
Yes.
Because I was surprised to see Rory is one of the main characters
yeah.
on this.
Yep, Ray Poncho.
Ship, and that he's actually grown a pair.
yeah, he's definitely, he's grown up, and he's more mature and steadfast in the way he is, and that's Rip Hunter. You know, if you've read the comic books and stuff like that, you know about Rip Hunter a little bit. But chances are you really probably don't know too much about him, because really it's they definitely like to play on the mystery aspect of him, because he's a time traveler. It's a matter of who he is, where did he come from, you know, is he escaping something, you know, is he running towards something. And to see what this show is going to have him to do should be very interesting, because there's so many different storylines that I've read, because I'm a huge Booster Gold fan. Like, he's like probably fourth on my top
Booster
five.
Rules and work his way into this.
Yes, especially if you know about Rip Hunter, you know wherever you see Rip Hunter, Booster Gold's not too far off. So I'm excited for that, you know, because I hear there's supposed to be some sci-fi TV show. But I don't know if it's gonna be good on the Sci-Fi Channel or a Booster Gold, you know, superhero TV show, you know, especially like that. You know, they did Alphas, which unfortunately I think it lasted one or two seasons.
I think it was at least two.
Yeah, at least two. But it was abruptly canceled, unfortunately, because it was the biggest cliffhanger I've ever seen.
It was.
but that was kind of close to like a superhero TV show that we ever had on Sci-Fi Channel, to my understanding. But this will have to be, you know, a step above that with the costume and whatnot, so...
Yeah, a lot of these... It's not just ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. I mean, you've got USAA come with their own shows. Mm-hmm, now mm-hmm. Netflix, obviously, came out with...
Netflix.
You know, Daredevil a couple of years ago, and that's just taken off. And was it Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones, about? Yep.
I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I will. But I remember the Daredevil was just amazing. You
yes.
said Jessica Jones was better.
Yes, yeah. I can't remember who exactly it was. It was Brian Michael Bendis, or it was somebody in like the top, head honchos of comic books right now. Maybe Jeff Lemire. I can't remember exactly. But They got an early preview of the show, and they said it was amazing. Like, Daredevil is fantastic, but if you love Daredevil, you're gonna love Jessica Jones. And to kind of segue into that a little bit, I did end up watching it. I definitely wanted to do my homework because we had talked about recording this, so I'm like, yeah, I'll try to squeeze it in. And so I think I was able to, I think I started watching it Sunday night, and I finished it Tuesday morning. So yeah, it was 13 episodes in a short period of time, and still had to work and do other things within that time.
Let's talk about binge watching.
Yes, binge watching. Yes, indeed. 13 hours within a, 30 something hour span. It was good. It was so good. It was amazing. Because David Tennant, he's in it as well, which was really cool. I was talking to a buddy of mine. And trying to help him progress through the issue, through the episodes. And I was talking to him. I was like, hey, how's it going? Where you at? And because he was, on Sunday when we talked, he was at episode 3. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, at least got to pass him tonight. So I got to episode 4, Sunday night. And then moved on forward Monday through it. And he's like, he asked me, he's like, so are you just like, David Tennant fanboying? Because I was telling him, you have to keep watching it. It gets even better. Because the first couple episodes, it's a little bit slow, but it's got build up. You got to find out who the character is. You got to start growing attachment to the characters.
That's the worst part about so many shows. It takes a while to get into the character development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because you can't have it all kind of, crammed into one. You got to do it right. So, and I think Jessica Jones did it fantastic, because even though I'm a DC fanboy, I really enjoyed Daredevil, and Jessica Jones, for me, a step above it, still like Daredevil, it's still cool, it's still great, but, yeah, Jessica Jones is great.
Are they set in the same timeline?
Yeah, timeline.
Is it going to cross over, do you think? Is it possibilities crossovers?
Yes, definitely a possibility crossover. I don't know what's rumors and what's speculation right now, but their talks have been, Heroes for Hire, I think, or Defenders, whichever team that they're a part of, because they're going to do, they had Daredevil, they're going to do Jessica Jones, I think they're going back to Daredevil, and then they're going to have Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Yeah, Luke Cage and Iron Fist were the Heroes for Hire.
Okay.
And they were real popular back in the 70s and early 80s, mainly the 70s. Mm-hmm. It was one of Marvel's go-to books. Mm-hmm. I never got into it.
Yeah, same here.
Of course, I'm telling my age there now, but...
Yeah, same here. Never got into it. I had a couple friends that were hounding me about Iron Fist and Daredevil. I would say back early 2000s, maybe, 2005, 2004, so I can't remember exactly, but it was when Mark Waid was writing Daredevil. When he first started on, he was telling me about it. It's great, you gotta check it out, and Iron Fist is fantastic, and I never did. I was too much of a DC fanboy. I'm like, man, not really my thing. But yeah, so they're gonna have, to my knowledge, it could just all be rumors, but they're going to have each individual show, and then eventually they're going to have one kind of tie-in crossover TV show, which would be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
See them all. But yeah, they're on the shared timeline. It's really early on in this show. Like, it literally came out less than a week ago, so I'm not going to go into spoilers. If you want me to, next week we can kind of talk about it a little more. Hopefully we can watch it and you can check it out. And we can talk more about it next week. But yeah, so won't go into spoilers, but seriously, check it out. A little snippet of what she is, who she is. Jessica Jones, she actually does have powers. Daredevil kind of sort of does. She definitely does. Got strength and stuff like that, just generic kind of powers. She has this arch enemy, Kilgrave. And he's been messing with her for a long period of time. I can't remember the exact time period, but he's messing with her. She got away from him, and then now he's starting to creep back into her life. And we start seeing that development, and it's amazing. It really is. I can't say it enough.
All right, let's hold off on that for now. In regards to Netflix,
yeah,
I just saw recently, the Lost in Space TV show was on years.
Yeah. Yeah, TV show and the movie, I think, right? Yeah.
Well, the movie came out in 98, and apparently they tried to do a TV movie in 2004.
Okay.
But never made out productions.
TV movies, yeah.
So apparently Netflix is working on a Lost in Space TV show.
Really? Yeah. That's cool.
Looking forward to seeing that, because I love Lost in Space.
Yeah.
The original series totally got me. Heard the, talking about movie there, the Lost Space movie, Wonder Woman, I hear she's getting her own movie now.
Yes, yeah.
That's in production.
Yes. They hired out, Chris Pine to be Steve Trevor, which is, he's going to be
okay, ahead. Chris Pine, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He played Captain Kirk in the Star Trek movies recently. Yeah, he's in it, and he's Steve Trevor, and Steve Trevor is a military liaison for, I believe it's like the Amazonians and U.S. government, and it's, the whole thing is Wonder Woman, that's the first man that she ever met, and pretty much any guy who sees Wonder Woman falls like head over heels in love with her, so it's like this deep connection with them. Because it was her first man, because the Amazonians, you know, no man on the island, and with Steve being the first one, she fell in love with him or something. There's connection there, and so, you know, he's got the military aspect with, you know, Wonder Woman and all her mythos. There have been talks about it for a while, and I think just recently they did a promotional poster for it, and it's out there online, and it's a legitimate one. It looks pretty cool. She's got, like, a cloak on and stuff like that. And I think you can see one of her bracelets, I think it is, or the wrist guards or something. You see something on her arm, but, yeah.
That's cool. And, of course, I heard the Fantastic Four movie number 2 was canceled. They're not going to do it. Glad they pulled the plug on that.
Yeah.
That's a relief.
Yeah, there was a lot of people excited for that. I saw that posted online. Things like Comic Book News or Newsarama or something like that. Mm-hmm. Comic Book Resources, I think, maybe. And there was people commenting about it. It's like, yes, you know, thank you, Fox, for canceling it. You know, now Marvel can get it back and do something right with it. But I don't know. Because Marvel had it for a long time. You know, they had a... you know, the comic book rights for it for a while. And to my belief, I haven't really heard too many, you know, people that were like, you gotta check out the Fantastic Four storyline. You gotta check out the title. It's so great now.
It is rare.
I think a lot to do with it is, like, what it's based on. And, like, Stan Lee's talked about it before, and he based it on the idea that the superhero group... and it's pretty much a family, you know. You got Johnny and Sue, actual family, and you got Reed connected with,
Sue.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yes. you know, marriage and whatnot, dating, and so they're all, you know, this close knit group, this family aspect, and I don't know if that's, you know, a really big thing on what people want to see right now in comic books and movies. They don't really want to. Okay, let's read about this jolly, holly, good family that's going on adventures.
Well, thinking of Fantastic Four, they've broken up more times than I could ever count.
Yeah.
It's just somebody gets a wild hair up a butt, and then they walk off the team, or some explosion happens, and somebody gets lost in another dimension, and then he's gone for a while, and it just goes on. There's only like so many different variations of the same story.
Yeah.
So many times Dr. Doom can get under skin.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Dr. Doom fan. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love Dr. Doom. But we, looks like one last thing I got on my list was the Civil War previews.
Yes. We'll post this. We'll post a link to that in case you haven't seen the Captain America Civil War trailer. We'll try to link it for you. It's so good. I've seen it 3 times now. Watched it on my phone, then pulled my wife. Hey, check this out. Watched it with her, and then I had it on my TV, and I was watching it as well with my computer. You know, big screen, high definition, and it's great.
I love the last part of the.
Oh yes.
Winter Soldier and Captain America just giving Iron Man the beatdown.
Yes,
funny.
Yeah, it's good. I'm excited for that because I am not a fan, which is strange because I'm a huge fan of a lot of characters, but Iron Man is another one that's I'm not a fan of, and it's because of this storyline. You know, I just don't like the character. He's very narcissistic and, you know, to himself, and just not something that I like to read about. You know, at least in my comic books, you know, I can read any kind of news outlet and find some narcissistic guy out there, whatever. But in comic books, I'm like, I want to stay away from that. And just, if you're on the opposite side of Steve Rogers, Captain America, you know you're wrong. Like, there's nothing to it. Like, he is, you know, the moral compass. Scout. Yeah, he's the Boy Scout. He's the moral compass of, you know, the Marvel Universe. You know, it's usually his thing. And I do like some of the storylines that they've messed with where, you know, it's that challenge of, you know, if he's a moral compass, let's try to break that. Let's try to question him, you know, and see if he make him question himself. Mm-hmm. And I like those kind of storylines. I've seen that. But, yeah, especially Tony Stark and what he does throughout the Civil War. I'm like, nope, don't like the guy. Don't like him at all. But, yeah, that last scene, I was smiling because I was like, yes, take him down. Take him down. It was good. It was good to see. But yeah, definitely check it out. Fantastic trailer for what's going to be coming out. No mention, at least. I don't know. I haven't combed over it yet. I've watched it 3 times. But I haven't, you know, pause, play. You know, cranked up the volume to hear every single little nuance of every person talking.
Break it down frame by frame.
Yeah, I haven't done that. Chances are, maybe if I get bored enough, I'll watch somebody else's breakdown of it. But apparently,
Black Panther was in it.
Yeah, he was in it. I definitely saw it
for half a second.
Frame. Yeah, he was in it, like 2 quick little instances, and that's it. But yeah, they've talked about how he's gonna be a pivotal role. A main part of this movie, at least like what the original idea was. I don't know how it's going to end, where it's going to come off. But yeah, the original concept is they want him to be a big part. But it seemed, from what I saw in the trailer, that it's going to be Bucky. You know, it almost seems like, you know, that's who they're fighting after. You know, Captain America and Iron Man, essentially. At least what I got from the trailer. Maybe that's what they're trying to, you know, throw us off by. But it seemed like the aspect of, you know, Bucky being Captain America's friend, he wants to defend him and help him out. And Iron Man, you know, has seen him as a threat and all the damage that he did, mm-hmm. and doesn't like that. He's like, let's shut him down. So there could be a lot to that. But, yeah, it should be interesting to see exactly how it's, you know, finishes up to be.
Looking forward to when that comes out in May of next year, right?
Yes, I believe May, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. May or April.
Well, that's about all I've got. What about you? Anything else? We missed?
I think that's about it. Let's see, Jessica Jones, TV shows, movies. Unfortunately, not too much on the Star Wars front, at least for me, because I'm doing my best. This is one of the rare few times that I want to kind of pull myself away from that. And so it kind of stinks with us now doing this and trying to give out, you know, and collect all the information that we can on these comic books and TV shows and movies and nerd stuff in general. You know, I'm trying to stay away from all their Star Wars Force Awakens.
Spoilers at all. Yeah. Gotcha.
I've seen, like, 2 trailers. I saw the first one that came out. You know, it ends with Han Solo. And it mentioned that, you know, I think, you know, something like, we're home or something. And then I saw one. I can't remember what it was, but it's someone like the next one after that, essentially. And after that, I'm just like, no, I need to stop, because I want to just be able to sit there in the theater and, you know, take it all in and not have to be like, oh, yes, I saw that in the trailer, and oh, I already knew that. Mm-hmm. So I can't give off too much, you know, info on that.
Oh, that's fine with me. I mean, I'll stay away from it, too. Yeah, I mean, of course, I'll go see the movie when we're on. But,
yeah.
Anything in the games? Games?
Yeah, I mean that's a good thing to ask about. I would have probably read a lot more comic books if it wasn't for these last couple weeks and then the games that came out. You gamers, you guys already know. Fallout 4 came out 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I think by now. Battlefront came out. Star Wars Battlefront came out 2 weeks ago. And it was like, it's good. It's so good. Fallout 4, I'm loving it. You know, I was telling a friend of mine, up until the very day it launched, I was like, it's not for me. I've played Fallout 3, you know, I've played the other ones, I've seen it, New Vegas and whatnot. It's cool. I like it. It's an RPG that's post-apocalyptic world, open world, sweet. That's a fun game to play. But Fallout 4 looked like just a polished version of that, which is good. Like, I you know, it's a fun game. It looks better now. Cool. I like it. New storyline, new characters, sweet. But it was, I think the day it came out, that Tuesday, I was at work, and the TV's in the background, and there was a trailer playing. It was like the first, like the, you know, the 10th time, 12th time I've seen this trailer, and,
started sinking in, did it?
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, I'm gonna go home and download it. See, I went home, downloaded it, I think I started playing the next day, and I'm hooked. I love it. Yeah, it's a blast. It's not really, you know, just a polished version. It's got new aspects, new features added. They like to play on the aspect that, you know, after you've saved a town or conquered a town or whatever, you now control it. So you set up new buildings, you do all kinds of fun stuff with it. You work on the defenses, the resources.
Really?
Yeah. It almost has like a Sims aspect to it. But it's Fallout Sims. It's really cool. It's really awesome.
Just go back every once in a while and check on it. And
yeah, because you can go through your map. You can see the happiness level, and you can also see how many people are there, how many settlers have came to your town. And right now,
go back and collect your taxes.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or
maybe.
Go money.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be good. But no, I haven't gone that far into it. Yeah, there's you can also add a radio tower, and it will send out a signal to, like, bring in more settlers. And I'm like, I don't know if I want that right now. I'm just starting off. I got, like, six people, and they already hate me. Like, I'm not doing a good job with this. Because there's so much to, you know, adventure, and there's so many quests. Like, I still want to do the main quests and the side quests. And it's a fun game. Definitely, if you're on the fence about it, check it out. Really, it's worth it. You know, it's like $60 right now. There's no deals going on that I saw for Black Friday. Maybe they might be on for Cyber Monday, but it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, who knows. But definitely check it out. Battlefront. Unfortunately, Fallout got to me first, even though I was more excited for Battlefront for a long period of time. I haven't played too much Battlefront. I'm sad that I haven't, but maybe after this weekend I will. I'll have some more time after, you know, working and stuff like that to get more into the Battlefront.
Darn work anyway.
I know, right? I know. So Battlefront, it's great. Played a lot of it, and it's a real blast. Definitely suggest getting it. Preferably on PC. That way you can add me, and we can game and take down those rebel scum. So.
Well, I know we got to get the, this being our first episode, or issue, if you will. We gotta work on getting our Facebook page together and get a way for people to contact us.
Yeah, yeah, Facebook.
So that's coming.
Google
that's
Plus, coming. Whatever it is.
Give us time. That'll happen. Say.
Twitter, etc.
You can grow with us. Ryan, that's all I got.
And that's all I got as well.
All right, well, this is Nick signing off. Go forth and do great things.